Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn, because there is more. I have a glorious amount of audio to share, but no, I will, for this moment, give you Joy Reid discussing subpoenas. You know, Republicans are in charge of the House of Representatives. Jim Jordan, congressman leading the Judiciary Committee. And people are going to get subpoenaed to testify. And Joy Reid is arguing, well, you don't have to listen to their subpoenas. They didn't listen to your subpoenas. And then she asks the question.
The other thing is, it's going to give lie to the idea that anyone should take their subpoenas seriously. Let's just be honest. Some of these people were referred to the Ethics Committee, including Scott Perry, for refusing the January 6th committee subpoenas. What, Jim Jordan, he looks at subpoenas and laughs at them when they're for him. So why should any Democrat or anyone do anything but laugh at this committee's subpoenas?
It's a great question, Joy. Allow me to give you the answer. It's because you're better than they are. Wait, that's not the answer? You're upset that Jim Jordan or Representative Perry or others did not follow through on the subpoenas, did not abide by them. And so your response is not, well, let's be better and let's be serious and let's honor a subpoena to show that it matters. Your answer is laugh it off and don't pay any attention to it. Your answer, Joy, is the lesson that Republicans have been too thick-headed to learn until recently. And the lesson that you are teaching, Joy, and that the political left and progressives like yourself have been teaching for well over three decades, is rules are for the other guy, not for us. Rules are for them, not for us. Rules are for suckers, not for us. And that what we do, and what they do is a crime. And Republicans are starting to learn, we're not going to do that. But when we're in charge, we're going to call you criminals for not doing it. We're not going to pay attention to that subpoena. But if you don't pay attention to a subpoena, you don't believe in the rule of law. Republicans have just started learning that Democrats don't play on a playing field of decency. They play on a playing field of power and control and winning. I'm not even faulting them. They play the game better. It's not good for the country. But, well, that's a whole different subject. So you could do, Joy Reid, what is good for the country and answer the subpoena. But you're saying that you won't. You're saying laugh at subpoenas. A lesson for all Republicans from Joy Reid. The rules are for the other guys. She's telling you how to play. Don't be surprised when the political right plays. And don't sit there and clutch your pearls and have the vapors. You told them how to do it. You sat there on MSNBC, where you amazingly still have a job and somehow make more money than I do. And you told them how to do it.